This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins. Definitely not Steve Gruber. Filling in for Steve on his short sabbatical he is taking here, and gave me the microphone and the keys to the studio. So I'm going to do my best to do my best Steve impression here this morning. But if any of you know Steve, and you know, listeners or otherwise, you know that you know, he's gotten in a lot better shape over the past year, and a lot of that is due to My Pure Health Solutions. Now, if you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, now is the time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. Now, My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. That's how it worked with Steve. That's how he was able to set that up. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of thing, but something designed specifically for you. Now, find out my more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or simply give them a call at 616-426-3910. That's 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts, health savings accounts, MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today. It helped Steve. He did. But again, Steve is not here. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber today on the Steve Gruber Show. Hour number three. Glad to have you aboard. And, you know, this is something that's kind of been developing over the past several weeks, past couple of months. And it's a movie that came out, and, you know, it was one of those movies where it had a political connotation to it. Whether they were trying to go for that or not, they had political persuasion assigned to it because of the topic it concerned, and that is the movie Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer. It was about the abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell, killed hundreds of babies that survived late-term abortion procedures. Huge story when it occurred, but you know, or you thought it would be a huge story when it occurred. And for some reason, the news media decided not to play a big role in covering this trial of this doctor who went against so many laws. And quite frankly, you know, the movie itself calls him America's biggest serial killer. Some of the scenes from the movie are, the descriptions are horrific. And this is real life, folks. But the interesting part of all this is this movie was funded via Kickstarter, online crowdsource funding. They raised $2.4 million from over 30,000 contributors. And when the movie debuted, opening weekend, it was the number one independent film in the country and actually made the top 10 list for all movies gross that weekend. Now, it's quite an amazing feat for a movie that was crowdfunded, an independent film, directed by Nick Searcy. You may know him from Shape of Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. You know, Nick Searcy's a big name in Hollywood. Dean Cain, of Lois and Clark fame. He played Superman on the show. He's also in a lot of the holiday Hallmark Christmas movies that, you know what, that it's a guilty pleasure for everyone. If you can't get on board with Dean Cain, a puppy, and a good holiday feeling, I don't know what you can't get on board with. But, I mean, so they got some names in this movie, and it performed well opening weekend. But, you know, when a movie generally opens, they get movie reviews, several hundred, in fact. But the problem here was that for some reason or another, Hollywood didn't want to cover this movie release. And I think it's because it went against the narrative that, you know, the pro-choice narrative, which is, it's obviously big in Hollywood. And something like this would detract from that. I mean, there are several people that went into this movie. You know, they got reviews. People that actually saw the movie, you know, said they were pro-choice. And with the description and how the movie played out, and they got to see, maybe not see specifically, but the descriptions and figuring out how all this went down, and they came out of there, and it made them reevaluate. Now, like I said earlier, you know, a major film receives about 270 media reviews. This received 12. So it's not like they came out and they said, don't go see this movie. This is right-wing propaganda. This is anti-choice, anti-woman propaganda. They just ignored it. And I think that speaks to the power of the film. Because normally when you have something that's deemed offensive or, you know, something that bucks the trend or goes against norms or people need to apologize for or anything like that, the left will come out and they'll say, they'll point it out. They'll boycott it on Twitter. They'll make a big scene about it, but they didn't even acknowledge this. They put it on radio silence. And I think that speaks volumes to when something is actually working, when a message is being conveyed, when a story is out there that they don't want you to hear. And the fact is that this man created, you know, he engaged in some atrocious, atrocious behavior when it comes to the lives of infant children. The fact that the media just turned a blind eye to it, despite its success in raising the money to fund the movie, despite its performing at the box office at levels that many independent films don't even hope to attain, can't even hope to attain. But I guess that's where we are, and that's how the media works. That's how Hollywood works. That's, you know, if something is out there they don't like, they hopefully silence it. And that's what they tried to do with this movie. But it's coming out on DVD. I still haven't seen it. But I am very much looking forward to seeing it. Sounds like a great film. Independent movie. Quite an accomplishment for those folks over there at the Gosnell Movie. This is Jeff filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after these messages. Stick with us.
Imagine the life you want to lead, enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlasher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752. Or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
You know what your family enjoys, so this year do your holiday shopping at Not Just Guns in Mason. Not Just Guns sells hundreds of new and used guns, as well as ammo, scopes, optics, suppressors, NFA items, AR accessories, and gift cards. Can't find what you're looking for? Not Just Guns will make you a custom order to ensure you get what you want. Don't just shop anywhere this holiday season. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you deserve.
I'm Mike Green, owner of Not Just Guns on Cedar Street and 127 in Mason. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you expect. With years of experience and a passion for firearms, Not Just Guns is easy to get to and even easier to do business with. Come see us on Cedar Street, just off 127. Check us out on the web at notjustguns.com.
Hard to buy for a relative on your list? Gift cards now available at Not Just Guns.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project. A public service announcement.